It's hard enough to hatch a stone, but will it hatch an egg? The eagle's going to crack the shell of the egg that England laid.
Yes, sir, we can tell, tell, tell. On this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
And just as Tom here has written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as Tom here has written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
No, it's not your middle school history class, but you would be forgiven for thinking that, given that I just played that song. This is, in fact, Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and we're getting a bit of an early start today because we got a lot to talk about. And hope you're keeping dry. The weather out there is downright nasty. I'm in my second wardrobe change. Got caught on my bike running some errands, but what errands are they? Well, you'll just have to find out in my autobiography. That was, of course, 1776, the musical with The Egg, with Sherman Edwards, Rex Everhart, and William Daniels. And the actor who played John Adams went on to be Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World. So now you know. Let's see. We throw a few, America-adjacent songs, because it is almost Independence Day. Am I referencing something? Who knows? But first, I'm going to play a number by a local act, Leopard Print Taser. They have a new album coming out in August. It's called Esta Festa Me Molesta, This Party Bothers Me. And they have graced us with the debut single, which is also the title track. So I've seen Leopard Print Taser perform before. They opened for Emil and the Sniffers at Big Night Out last summer, along with Bob Villain, a rap duo from London, and they all of them tore the roof off of the darn joint and it was so entertaining that you forgot about the absolutely terrible bouncers. Remember, ACAB includes the bouncers. Anyway, Leopard Print Taser, Esta Festa Me Molesta.
Yeah. De los campos de Deleno salieron los filipinos. después de dos semanas para unirse a la batalla salieron los mexicanos. Y juntos vamos cumpliendo con la marcha de la historia para liberar el pueblo. ¡Viva la revolución! ¡Viva nuestra asociación! ¡Viva huelga en general! ¡Viva la huelga en el fin! ¡Viva la causa y la historia! Dicen los patroncitos que el trabajo siempre se hace con bastantes resquirones. Y de nuevo León a Texas han traído sinvergüenzas muertos de hambre por frijoles. Pero hombres de la raza se fajan y no se rajan mientras la uva se hace pasar. ¡Viva la revolución! ¡Viva nuestra asociación! ¡Viva huelga general! Ya saben los contratistas que ni caro ni barato comprarán nuestros hermanos. Pero como es bien sabido, para mantener familias más sueldos necesitamos. Y hasta bueno compañero, y como dice César Chávez, de esta huelga ganaremos. Abajo los contratistas, arriba nuestros huelguistas, que se acabe el esquirón.
And that was Los Lobos with Huelga en General from the fundraiser album Si Se Puede from 1977, a fundraiser for the United Farm Workers. And technically speaking, that would be Los Lobos' debut album, their proper studio debut. Los Lobos del Este de Los Angeles, or Just Another Band from East L.A., wouldn't come out until the following year. But that's a very good one. And seeing as we're leaning into the America bit on this show, ask yourself, where would America be without la huelga, the strike, the general strike? Well, for one thing, you probably wouldn't have today off, if you do have today off. Before that, we had David Byrne, Miss America from Feelings. And at the start, we had the new one from Leopard Print Taser, Esta Festa Me Molesta. And that's the title track for the forthcoming album, which will be coming out on August 18th on Knife Hits Records. And I'm sure they'll be doing some shows in the area to promote it. So please take a gander, go to said shows, and maybe you'll see me there. And maybe I'll even sign an autograph. Up next, it's not quite Independence Day. In fact, some would say it's almost Independence Day. So let's have some Van Morrison with a song about just that particular set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. that's almost Independence Day. Meet my lady, we gon' step up. We gon' step up. We gon' step up. Way out on Chinatown. All about some Hong Kong silver. The waiting Russian river. We gon' step up. I can hear the fireworks up and down our friends in San Francisco. Up and down in, up and down in San Francisco. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. Up and down in San Francisco Bay. I can see the boats in the harbor. We're across the harbor. Light shining out, light shining out. In a cool, cool night. In a cool, cool night. In a cool, in a cool. In a cool, in a cool. Across the harbor, I can hear the fireworks. I can hear the people shouting out. I can hear the people. Up and down the line, up and down the line, and it's almost, and it's almost Independence Day. Yeah. I'll see the lights well in the harbor, and the cool, and the cool. Cool, cool night breeze.
way up. Way up and down the line. Way up. Way up. Way up and down the line. Way up and way up and down. Way up and down. Way up and way up and down. Way up and down. Way up and down.
That is the Belfast Cowboy himself, Van Morrison, with Almost Independence Day from St. Dominic's Preview 1972. My favorite album of his. And we're at the part of the show where we're going to have ourselves a legally mandated PSA, if I can find it. Here we are. Got it in one. It's the numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. And comparing its climate effects with the other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and someone's written it in pencil here. To recap, crypto boys, you suck and you're killing the planet, which is true. And I will just say this, if you are so desperate to get into a Ponzi scheme, please find a more carbon neutral one. Now let's get into the scene report, as I'm going to turn up the music just a little bit, as we listen to Charlie Organair and the Prize Fighters play I Won the Prize, as Prize Fighters often do. So let's talk about what's going on in the scene. If you came out to Deep Cuts on Thursday and saw Pink Slip and Bad Idea USA and Blame Whitman and Jack Lights, then congratulations, you saw a hell of a show. And if you didn't, well, I await your excuse in the mail. On the 23rd, you can see Pink Slip at the Jungle. And from July 20th to the 23rd, it's going to be Nice, a fest right here in Somerville, Massachusetts. Somerville, have you ever heard of it? And it's a fest taking place on locations across Davis Square, including Crystal Ballroom. And there are going to be local acts, including Today Junior and Thrust Club. And on September 2nd, there's the Hope Fest up in Salem, Massachusetts. Have you ever heard of it? And it's going to be benefiting the NAGLE, which is the North Shore Alliance for GLBTQ+ Youth. And it's going to be a who's who of the local scene, including our friends Daphne Blue Underworld, Pink Slip, Tiffy, and Time and Place. Tickets are on sale now, and the early bird special only lasts until the 8th of July. So get on it, why don't you? And there'll be four stages for the Hope Fest, and it'll be at the Old Town Hall, the Chagall Performing Arts Collaborative, the Gula Gula Cafe, a place near and dear to my own heart, and the Bit Bar. So, they say a fool and his money is soon parted, but you'd be foolish not to part with your money in this regard. Ha ha ha. And as we go into the next block of sounds, let me take a look at my notes here. Local legends, Thou Merciless Graves, friends of the show. Well, they're going on a long and mysterious voyage, but I've been told through my high place sources that they'll be releasing an EP in August, and we'll be playing it once we get into our grubby little mitts. But for now, we're going to pay tribute to Thou Merciless Graves by not just playing a song of theirs, but also a song a cover song I've seen them perform, and I think I might have been the only person in the crowd who recognized it. It's by the Canadian Stan Rogers, and it's fitting that we play this also because yesterday was Canada Day, which commemorates the Confederation of Canada in 1867. Look it up. And we'll also, and we'll go from Stan Rogers, we will merge seamlessly into a number by Thou Merciless Graves, plus a special secret hidden song that only I know about. But first thing is first, let's go on a trip with Stan Rogers as we look for the Northwest Passage.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died. Seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones, and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again, this tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Silent as There's bound to be a ghost at the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You will rise up free and easy on that day, and float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say? Well, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. Shake their heads, they will wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions. But by daybreak, we'll be gone. We will be gone. I'm gonna get myself in fighting trim.
That's the Mountain Goats with a live version of Up the Wolves from the Jordan Lake Sessions. And at the start, we had Stan Rogers' Northwest Passage, album of the same name. And in the middle, we had Thou Merciless Graves with the single Architeuthis. Hope I got the pronunciation right. And if you're wondering what an Architeuthis is, it's a giant squid. And we are wishing that Merciless Graves safe travels on the journey ahead. And I have been informed that the aforementioned EP will be released on August 4th. That's Bandcamp Friday. So if you don't have a chance to smash a champagne bottle off of christening the ship of the SS Thou Merciless Graves, why not just buy an EP instead? Eventually, it'll buy a bottle of champagne, perhaps even more. And up next, I'm going to throw a little Woody Guthrie your way, both a cover of Woody Guthrie and a song of his I only very recently listened to because I finally read what the song was about. And it's Tom Joad parts 1 and 2. And it's the song version of Grapes of Wrath. And it took me forever to read this book. Glad I finally did. Friend of the show, Shannon Murphy, you were right all along. And again, consider this my public apology for ever doubting. And with regards to this Woody Guthrie song, When he released it, it's two parts. It's 7 minutes total, but it's side A and side B because it recorded all on wax discs back then in the 30s. But when Woody Guthrie released the song, Steinbeck is reported to have said, quote, "That bastard, in 17 verses, he got the entire story of a thing that took me 2 years to write," end quote. And really, he did. But also, if you read Grapes of Wrath, it's one of the, I believe, a friend of the show, Reverend Charlie, said that there are two pillars that hold up American literature. One is Moby Dick, and the other is Grapes of Wrath. And once I read Moby Dick, I'll tell you whether or not I agree. But it's a very, very good book. And if I would say that if Karl Marx had read this, he would have had the same reaction that Steinbeck had to the song, because it's essentially a distillation of Capital, all three verses, with a better storyline. So all that being said, all that yammering, here is Woody Guthrie with Tom Joad, parts 1 and 2, with some other treats afterwards.
Tom Joad got out of the old McAllister pen. There he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. There he caught him a ride. He said, "I just got loose from McAllister Pen on a charge called homicide. A charge called homicide." That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat, and he found little Muley, and Muley said, "They've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats." Tom Joad walked down to the neighbor's farm, found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mother said, "We've got to get away." His mother said, "We've got to get away." Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, "I'm staying with the farm till I die. Yes, I'm staying with the farm till I die." They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joad did die. They buried Grandpa Joad by the side of the road, Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand. The Joads rolled away to the jungle camp. There they cooked a stew, and the hungry little kids of the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Said, we'd like to have some too. Now a deputy sheriff fired loose at a man, shot a woman in the back. Before he could take his aim again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his track. Poor boy, Preacher Casey dropped him in his track. They handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. And then he got away, and he met Tom Joad on the old river bridge. And these few words he did say, poor boy, these few words he did say. I preached for the Lord a mighty long time, preached about the rich and the poor. Us working folks is all get together, 'cause we ain't got a chance anymore. We ain't got a chance anymore. Now the deputies come, and Tom and Casey run to the bridge where the water run down. But the vigilante thugs hit Casey with a club. They laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Poor Casey, they laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed that deputy's club, hit him over the head. Tom Joad took flight in the dark, rainy night, and a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Two men, a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Tom run back where his mother was asleep. He woke her up out of bed, and he kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved. Said what Preacher Casey said, Tom Joad, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul, well, it looks that way to me. Everywhere that you look in the day or night, that's where I'm a-gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm a-gonna be. Wherever little children are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm a-gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm a-gonna be.
Golden. gotta ask you. If every time Snot Boogie would grab the money and run away, why'd you even let him in the game?
What?
If Snot Boogie always stole the money, why'd you let him play?
Got to. This America, man.
When a fight was right, so they sent him to the war.
Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say.
With Snatch and Joe and an Aaron gone, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away.
I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Yeah!
I remembered how I swore that I'd come back to you one day. And as the sunset came to meet the evening on a hill, I told you I'd always love you, I always did, I always will.
Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say.
But say adieu to your eyes as blue as the woods are in the bay. To Big Jim Dwyer, the man of war, who was often heard to say,
I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
And those are the Pogues with The Body of an American. And before that, we had Chicano Batman with This Land Is Your Land, a cover of Woody Guthrie. And it's a great cover. I love the bilingual element. But it doesn't hurt to know that it was used to sell as a part of a Scotch whiskey ad. Well, a little bit, but it was very good Scotch. And before that, we had two by Woody Guthrie, Tom Joad, parts 1 and 2 from Dust Bowl Ballads. That'll do it for us here in Great Songs But Nothing Good. On WMFO in Bedford, I'm Greg Zapata. I will not be here next week. Western Mass calls. But 2 weeks from today, normal service resumes. Until then, good night and good riddance.